Good morning. How are you? How you been on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you're excited today, because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him. Thank Him. Be joyous. I was gone for a week, so I'm finally back. It was a lot of driving, but I was fortunate enough to listen to there's a podcast called Cyber Blessed, and it's all the old teachings of Dr. Werewolf, and I enjoy him so much because it's more of a deep dive into the Word. They're 45 minutes, some of them are an hour and a half, and it goes into like just how truly blessed we are, what position you put in, the fact that we're righteous. I mean, there's so much in the Word, and there's so many blessings that are in here. I just implore you to start reading, to start getting interested in the actual, like, what this stuff says, and learn this stuff for yourself. Because when you start to go there and you start to have that foundation, I mean, there's such a peace. I can just rely on God, and I have faith. I believe in God, and in times of struggle, He's there, and in times of great times, He's there. And it's wonderful to know who I am and who you are and the position that you're in. God loves you. You're protected. It's a beautiful place to be. If you go to Romans chapter 5, verse 1, it says, "Therefore, being justified or set forth as righteous out from faith, we have peace with God." And that's the state of undisturbed well-being. And that's all through the dividing line is through our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. We are justified. You used to be justified by law. You were upright based on acts. Now you're upright based on faith. And not only are you upright based on faith, not only does God look at you as righteous, that sweet aroma, you smell of faith. Not only do you have all that, you have the Spirit now. And you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, that Spirit is in you. It can't be changed. It can't go anywhere. You're a new spiritual being. Verse 2, by whom? By Christ, we have obtained access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. It's not by your acts. It's not by your works. It's by God's grace. It's by God's grace that He chose you to be in this position and that you didn't really have to do anything. Believe in His Son and that's it. You're a son of God, chosen. It's just, it's wonderful. Verse 3, and not only so, but we rejoice also in tribulation, which is the afflictions. Knowing that tribulation or those afflictions, it affects your patient enduring. And patience, that patient enduring, the experience, which is the state of being tried or having been tried. When you believe in God and you believe in His Son, and you're going through those tribulations, you're going through those afflictions, you start to become patient because you know that you have God. You know that it affects that patient endurance. And once you've experienced that over and over and over again, you're settled. Again, knowing that tribulation, it affects your patient, your patient enduring, and your patient enduring experience, which is the state of being tried, and experience hope. And hope, which is the expectation of future good, will not cause shame. When you believe, it will not cause shame. And you might go through some tribulations, and you might go through some things, but it will never cause you shame in the end. God is here for you always, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. You have the Holy Ghost. It's the gift. It's the power from on high. And that Spirit that works in you now, it produces and yields fruit. You have all things. And if you're going through it, I just implore you to continue to work on this stuff. There's a lot of places in here. It's funny because, you know, we pray a lot. But there are things that are now. You pray for things, but there are things that you're just to change your mind to and do now. God is with you. We are a new spiritual being. You don't live in fear. and you have God behind you. And you have, and once you experience that over time, it just, I don't know. I wish I could just show, like, give that out, because it's a blessing. It's a blessing. Have a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, when you pray to Theos, you pray to God. You don't pray to Christos. You don't pray to Jesus Christ, because you're not supposed to. It's not in you. Pray to God. Lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today and for everything that's going on. I ask for, I'm not really sure what I ask for. I just thank you for the moments that you give. I thank you for safely getting me home, and I thank you for the business and what's going on. I pray that, and I thank you for my family for sure. It was great seeing everybody when I got home, and I just thank you for the moments of my life and continually moving everything forward and continually showing me how much you're in here and doing things. And I thank you for your son and what he did for us. And I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.